Hold it. Don't move. Hold it. It's like a chicken. Like a chicken going towards the camera. I can't hear you. There's no volume. I can't hear you.
How about now? How about now?
There we go. I was wondering. There we go. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, there's a meme. So I don't know if anybody watched the NBA Finals. What's his name? Portis? I think it was Portis. Dude, the whole time, everybody's like, is this guy on crack? What? He has this look on his face when he gets on court, dude. And it's like, he's like real focused. But every time, his eyes, dude. Jeez.
Maybe. Yeah.
He's freaking everybody out, man. You know?
Maybe it's a mind trick that he plays on people to get in other people's heads, man. I don't know. Anyway, it is the Plan B After Show podcast. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We didn't have a great morning show this morning. We're both tired. I don't think this is going to be any better. Dude, I'm fucking dying with these allergies. I'm more pissed because there's nothing worse than feeling just a little off. Like, I'm not sick. I'd rather almost get sick because then you can take the medicine and get better.
Just get rid of it.
Dude, I've been taking antihistamines. I've been snorting menthol.
Maybe you're allergic to babies.
That would be terrible.
Is that a thing?
You might be allergic to like baby products, like maybe baby shampoo or something like that. But no, I don't think.
That would suck.
I get why you have to find a new product. No, because we had the baby for 3 weeks before I started. Feeling this. So
quit sneezing on the baby, would you?
I don't know, maybe just something new after like 2020, something in my backyard grew that I just, it's fucking crazy. I've never had the symptoms I've had, and it's annoying. I feel for people that have had like seasonal allergies their whole life. It's terrible, dude.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I don't think I have it and really have had to go through it, but people that do just, man. You know what happens a lot is when we're golfing. It was like everybody I golf with like halfway through, like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Can't hardly breathe, man. My eyes are watering. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, now you just suck at golf and you're
drunk. That's what it is. You're making an excuse, you little Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like this morning, dude. I have been putting a lot of stuff in my body. So I don't know if maybe like I've just like my body's like, okay, you need to shut down for a little bit. I don't know what's going on, but like this morning, man, like I sneezed like 36 times in a row. I thought it was like this is how I die. This is how I die. It's terrible.
All right. Well, tough it up. We got a podcast to do.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
You can drink your tea.
All right. Let's do it.
My camera's falling. Hey, hang on a second. Yeah. My camera's falling. These things suck, dude.
Yeah. Little mouse. You're from Five Below.
I do it. Might as well. Hang on. Not wearing pants, you better be careful.
What a great podcast we're doing so far.
There it is. Nice.
Well, before I lose all my motivation and this just turns into the train wreck that I know it is, let's do fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You know how it goes. Let's see. Should we do the incognito mode one? I mean, it's fine. So when Google invented incognito mode for Chrome in 2008, it wasn't so people could watch porn without having it in their history. It was so people could share computers without messing with each other's browsers, cookies, and settings, which does suck. Like, you know, and most of us have our own individual computers now, so it's not a big thing. But when you lose your own passwords or anything like that and it's all gone, you're like, mother.
Yeah, it sucks.
I got
a lot of different passwords, and I typically remember them all. But yeah, it's a nice thing to have saved on your computer, you know. But incognito, we really know what it's for, right, Brock? Yeah. I made the analogy earlier. It's like that back massager. Back massager. We know what that back massager is for.
Yeah,
why is it shaped like a penis?
Yeah. Why do you need to plug it into the wall? And why? Dear God, why? Like, I would never look at that and be like, oh, yeah, that's for my back. No. Like, you've ever seen the ads? They say for your face, too. Put it on your face.
Hey, you know what a back massager is? That right there. That's for your back right there. See that?
I thought you were going to show your wife that's a back massager.
Actually, she's paying more, right?
Yeah. Get out of here. But we all know incognito mode. The only time maybe I've used incognito mode for something else would be like searching for like a surprise gift, like for the wife or something like that. But 99.9999999% of the time, it's for porn. That's what it is.
Here's the thing. I don't even use it for that. I'm not doing anything different than anybody else is doing. So I really don't care. If you want to see it, you want to go through my history, hell with it.
I was looking for my phone. What I like on my phone is that I can do, like, if I am searching less than churchy stuff, you can just delete, like, the past hour. That's what I like. It's like, really? So you don't have to delete everything. So if I go into my settings and it's like delete history, you can do the past hour, the past day, today and yesterday, or of all time. So I do a lot of the past hour when I'm feeling shameful and like, all right, I've had a naughty past hour.
So you're lucky you'd go for like an hour and 5 minutes and she'd still know the first five. Shit,
damn it. You got to do today and yesterday. That's what it is. But then
honest question. If she went through your history and saw some of the stuff you look at, your incognito for it, would she be surprised?
No, she knows. She knows exactly. It's all MILF stuff. It is. I'm going to be completely honest with you. That's my wheelhouse. Okay. It's usually stepmom. All right. That's been a big one. Like, cause it's fine. You know,
At least she knows she's getting hotter every year.
Exactly. You know? I mean, that's the thing. My wife just had a baby. She is now on the, she is in my wheelhouse. That's exactly.
Got a little bit hotter to you.
Yeah. Nice. She's got those big old mom bombs now, dude. I fucking love it.
Good Lord.
No, I don't think there's anything in there. Even when I'm feeling like real gross, you know what I mean? Like when I'm at the end, I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't have watched that. Oh, I don't think there's anything that bad. Right.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I think some people have a lot more weird thing. I like the whole foot thing. You guys are weird out there with the whole foot thing. What is that?
Do you think you'd be surprised if you saw your wife's search history in the porn?
Well, I wonder, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think there is any.
She does. Look, I'm not saying she does a lot.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, knowing the women,
I'm gonna ask her.
It's not a totally natural thing.
And we'll update you tomorrow. I'm gonna ask her tonight.
You know, when you went on your guy's golf trip up north there.
Yeah, what's going on?
You probably lit some candles and DJ Diddles.
You know what I'm gonna do? You take that toy and you position it a certain way, and if it's moved when you come back.
put one of your what's the old trick? You put one of your hairs over it.
And all right. You know, hey.
No, put her on blast right now. Is she available right now? Put the camera on her. Like, hey,
yeah, come on, hey. No, she's busy. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So, but here's what we just have to get into. Don't look at people's search histories. Okay. Just don't do it.
Mind your own business. Right.
At this point in time, everyone has their own personal computers. Everyone has phones. You know, I really am kind of over people saying, hey, let me see your phone. No. What the fuck for? You don't need to see it. My phone. It's my phone. Stop it.
There was somebody yesterday who got my phone and I don't have anything on my phone, but showed her a picture because we just had that boat recently. I was showing her a picture of the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure enough, scroll, boom, boom, like three to the left.
What are you doing? You an animal? Did you just learn about technology?
Dude, it is so bothering. Yeah, come on. What are you doing? Just like, give me the phone back.
Yeah. So, and also, too, by the way, what I love is when you open incognito mode, like at work, everyone thinks they're safe at work. No. People can still monitor they have it set up. So if you think at work you're pulling a fast one,
for everybody. We'll just put it that way.
And even too, if you think like it keeps your stuff safe from like Google, no, they have everything. They literally have all of your stuff. Oh. Everything, it's all there. It's all there.
Just turn on the ID channel once in a while. They'll tell you. Exactly. Right. They went through his search history. Everything he said into his phone for the past 19 years. Damn, really?
He thought it was incognito mode.
Turns out
he was dead wrong. So anyway, all right,
that was a good one.
Yeah. Speaking of incognito mode, I do got to go take care of something. So we will see you guys.
Going incognito. Ninja vanish.
Ninja vanish. All right. We'll see you next time on the After Show podcast with Brian.